The key to divination. The key to divination of any sort, be it binary communication, dowsing, or active dialogue with higher wisdom, is what questions you ask and when you perceive the conversation to be complete. The sand pit that most people naively fall into is clumsy questioning and stopping too soon. When you begin to pay exquisite attention to this, you'll begin to notice that when you become still enough to really tune in, the questions you ask in your active intuition conversations are planted in you. They don't actually originate in your own mind. They come to you. They arise in you. As soon as you become available to communication with the divine via active intuition, the divine begins aligning you with it. It knows, your ego doesn't, the most expedient questions that will elicit a virtual shower of essential wisdom into your awareness. And so pausing, slowing down, relaxing, and attuning inwardly to what question wants to be asked first is the key enabling active intuition to become so incredibly powerful. Set aside your questions and notice inside your deepest self what questions want to be asked. As you do this, you immediately engage the rubber band, the creative tension via which dialogue can most rapidly and accurately be received by you. As you become more polished in noticing what questions want to be asked, you will naturally begin to overcome the second common sand trap. People who are not so attuned stop before the essence of the answer is given. Put it this way, if your question is vague and off the mark, the clarity of the answer can't fit in it. Only when your question matches the channel required for the consciousness to flow through it will the purest of wisdom successfully reach you. Here's the golden egg rule of thumb. Keep asking questions until there are no more questions to ask. Until, as you attune inward to hear the questions, there is silence. Only then do you know that you have received the entirety, as accurately in its detail and precision as you can receive it now, of the response to the questions you are asking. Most people stop too soon. They receive a response and they assume that that is all there is, when in fact the first response simply gets their conversation in the ballpark. The first response is merely the first step in getting them attuned. The key to divination is this. Number one, notice what the first question is that wants to be asked from the deepest place inside of you. Two, receive the replies as openly as you possibly can. Three, take time to assimilate what you are receiving, for much of it is being absorbed in you on unconscious levels. Four, keep asking questions until there are no more questions arising in you to be asked. Effective, successful divination arises when you surrender yourself as a vehicle to receive. To receive wisdom more magnificent than you yourself have ever known thus far or even imagined could possibly be. As this humility is born in you, this wonder, this awe, this splendor, you will become a master of listening in to notice subtle energy. And as you do, divinity will be able to speak generously to and through you. Energy pack attached. Something absolutely fascinating about intuition is that the energy pack is always attached. Have you ever noticed this? Whenever you receive intuitive guidance, the energy required to follow through and thus carry it into action is always there, arising in you in the very same moments as you are receiving the intuition itself. How does this work? Intuition and inspiration travel hand in hand. They fly together. In the moment you receive intuitive clarity, you also receive inspiration. Inspiration is the energy to carry intuition through. It is the energy you are gifted with to make God manifest.